Hello, everyone. We are getting ready to do our camp swag reveal party. So what that means is I am going to show you guys what all comes in your box. And yes, it's a big box. You get a box full of shit from me just for signing up for January camp. So we always like to send you guys special things. And if you don't know, I'm going to go over a few of the things about camp first, and then we'll get to the party so that everybody can be here that wants to be here. Number one, the camp dates are January 1st through the 3rd. It begins at noon on New Year's Day. Yes, I picked New Year's for a reason. Some of y'all might not go out and get all, well, you probably won't sit, I guess you're going to sit at home. A lot of you ain't going out anyway, but maybe you won't get so fucking drunk on New Year's Eve and start 2021 hungover and like, I hope it's the best year ever. No. So we're doing it at the beginning of the year on purpose so that you guys get to start the year with your mind right. Your mind focused on who you want to be and how you're going to get there. So January 1st through the 3rd, some of you have been asking me about what are fun ways to do it. A lot of our girls, what they do is they get a hotel room and they sit there by themselves for the weekend and they make it all amazing. Some people, they have accountability groups that are close to them. They all get a hotel room or an Airbnb and they do the camp weekend together and they make it a girls' weekend where they, you know, I would suggest for this one, you guys cook healthy, you drink a lot of water, you really start your year the way that you want to end your year. And then some people do it at their house and they just basically, they just tell people like, hey, I'm doing some self-developing. Bother me as little as possible. A lot of people love doing it at their home because they set up an area in their house where they can get really cozy. They can do all of their transformative work. Then guess what happens? From that point on, when they sit in that spot, it brings back the memories of everything that they learned and they went through. So they have that attachment to stuff. So those are three different ways that people do camp. Now, for those of you who can't come that weekend, we send you the full replays of everything that happens the weekend. They're beautiful. Our show is like watching Oprah. It is, and it's like Oprah with engagement because I bring people on. This is not like me sitting in my home office for 3 days railing at you guys. This is a produced show with a full media team, everything. We want to make it as lush and special as possible for you. So we roll out the red carpet virtually. The other thing is we do what's called hosted camp replay parties. So once the replays come out, we have a schedule. And on these days, we're going to watch like video one, who do you want to be? And you can come to that Zoom call. A coach will be there. They'll start the show and then they're going to be in the comments helping you, working through your questions as you're doing all of the work. So it's like if you come to camp, it's your second time to be able to go through it if you want it. If you're not able to come to the first time, then you can break it up over different periods of time. Also, for those of you who have little kids at home where you're going to have sections that you might miss because, you know, it's bath time or maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, nap time or something where you need to be with your kids, then you just note. Then when this replay party comes, I'm going to schedule to go to the replay party and then I'll do that part then. So what we really try to do when it comes to camp is make it as easy as possible for you to get everything you need out of it. And I design every camp a little differently. This one is really focused on the journey of weight loss. We are not talking about the basics. We are not going to talk about no BS and the things that you actually learn. We are going to be going through figuring out who do you want to be at the end of this journey and how do you start thinking like her now. We are going to be doing your why. Why do you want to lose weight? And really digging into how do you find whys? How do you practice whys? Why they're so important for your journey? We're going to set your goal And that's all on day one. Then on day two, we start moving into the part where we identify the obstacles and how you're going to overcome them. We start talking about habits and putting environmental cues and things up in your home. We start really breaking down. Let me just get the workbook out. We start really breaking down for you how to get the things I teach you done in your life. There's, you know, the NoBS program is amazing, and most of you just lose weight on it like a boss. And it's like we go through all the mindset, all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that this camp is going to focus on is how you get those things done. So we are going to spend a whole session on delayed gratification. Like, how do you have delayed gratification? How do you make that a priority? How do you do that in a way that feels good, not intolerable, not impossible? How do you get over that mindset? We're going to talk about your, like, when you guys do your think, feel, do cycles, a lot of times you guys just put on there, do the four basics. That's no, it's just a no. So if you ever watch some of the coaching videos with me, a lot of times when somebody's talking about what they need to do in order to lose weight, I don't let them just tell me the four basics or plan. I'm like, okay, but I don't know how you're going to get that done. Let's just take one thing, your planning. What time are you going to be doing it? Where are you going to be sitting? What are the things that's going to get in your way? How are we going to overcome that? What are the things you're going to tell yourself? Like, what pen are you going to use? What things are you going to typically be writing on there? Which questions will be hard for you? Which ones are we going to start with? Which questions will be easier? Which ones are we going to prioritize? Then in a few days, which one are you going to add in? That's a do line. You guys never spend near enough time thinking through your do lines. And we are going to do that. We're going to do a marathon where I'm just going to call person after person up who tells me what they need to do in order to lose weight. And then I'm going to help them break it down so that by the time that session's over, everybody in that room will have about a bajillion things that they can start putting into action one at a time. Then, this is White House Black Market, everybody, just so you know. Everybody's asking. We're going to do a whole section on fuck motivation because there are three feelings that you need most in order to lose weight, and it's awkwardness, courage, and patience. I watch a lot of you guys sit around spinning out on this idea that you need to feel motivated all the time or you need to feel good. It's a no. We have other feelings, and we're going to learn how to tap into the other feelings that you need in order to lose weight. We're also going to spend a lot of time in this section talking about failing and failing forward, and how to have worth it fails versus escape fails. So that we're going to do a lot of time on that because I know that like the mistakes part is a huge issue for a lot of you guys. We're also going to do an obstacle buster workshop where I am going to take you guys through how to find your obstacles and come up with ways to overcome them. And then we're going to have a thought ladder marathon. And this one's actually really simple. I'm not going to teach the concepts of thought laddering because you guys already have that in OBS. I'm just going to call people up. You're going to tell me your old shitty thought. And then I'm going to help you come up with, like, I am so good at taking thoughts and listening to someone and being able to say, well, you could think this and then you could think that. And then how about this? If there's one thing that there's several things I'm really good at. One is overcoming obstacles. I always have a lot of really good ideas. I can help people problem solve ideas like nobody's business. I do it all the time. Same thing with thought ladders. I can hear an old shitty thought and help somebody think about it differently. Like, have you considered this? Have you considered this? Have you considered this? To where people are like, fuck no, I haven't. And light bulbs go off. So we're going to do a class on that. And then we are also going to do a whole class on how to keep going after you do all of this. Like, now what? I'm going to do a class on Corinne's personal rules. I'm going to teach you my personal rules that help me keep my weight off and that help me lose weight and helps me live my life. And we're going to come up with your own personal rules. So this will be like an intimate section where I talk about my own rules and help you come up with yours. And then we're just going to end with a little future self work, as we always do, embodying your future self. We're going to have a future you worksheet that we haven't done before. I'm going to give you lots of examples of the you today and how she's thinking and how future you is thinking. My goal is that by the end of this, that you have figured out who you want to be and where you're starting, and that you clearly know how to start thinking, feeling, and doing in order to get there, and that you start it now. I do not want anybody else delaying their happiness. I do not want anybody else delaying feeling good about themselves. I don't want anybody delaying being proud of themselves ever again. We're going to learn how to put all of that into play now at the size you are, so that you start getting to experience the life you want to create, so that when you get there, it feels natural. You never need to blow yourself up ever again. I want you to be able to lose your weight. And once you get there, it feels like who you are. There would be no reason to ever go back. That's how I lost my weight. And I want to be able to teach you guys that. So, as you know, an important part of camp is the box of shit that I send you. And we are now looking at it. The first boxes are going out next week. So if you're signed up, not only will you get the box early so that you can use some of these amazing things in your home through the holidays so that you're not eating your face off, but you'll also get, if you're signed up by Sunday midnight, you're going to get the wine and vision board party with me on January 15th. That's going to be a virtual event where I am going to do my vision board right here alongside with you guys. And we're going to take all the things that we do in the workbook, and we're going to create amazing vision boards. All right. So number one, we always send everybody sticky notes, because you're going to have a lot of ahas, and you're going to have a lot of thoughts that you're going to want to think over and over again. So you will, and you're wise. So we always send you some sticky notes so that you can put those around your house. And a lot of people, they write all those down so that when they leave, they don't have to do it. And we always send you tissue because you need to feel all the feels. Because we do a lot of crying at camp. I mean, Corinne cries. I literally, if I make it 10 minutes in or 10 seconds in when I first come live on camera to you and don't start crying, it's like amazing. All right. You're also getting a little journal. This is a new journal. It lays flat, which was my demand because I can't stand a journal that doesn't lay flat. So that you get to take all the notes, and let me find her. She's lost in here. You will be getting the No BS Woman pen that everybody loves. So you're getting a new pen. For all of you who are like, oh my God, I've run out of ink in my pen, we're shipping you another one. Plus, you'll have the entire workbook. So your workbook and a journal will come in here. The workbook has the worksheets in it. So you'll do a lot of your work in the workbook, and then this is where you can take additional notes on all the wisdom that I drop and all the things that you learn from your chat people. Because what ends up happening is in the chats, there's a lot of, like, people come to a lot of ahas and they offer a lot of help and thoughts, and the coaches are in there. So you want to take those notes. And then if you don't like the chat, don't worry. We have a quiet room where we have one Zoom room for everybody in that meeting room. The chat's not going. Only the coach is speaking. You don't even have to have your camera on if you don't want to. Like, and no matter where you're at, nobody can hear you. Your being seen is always optional, but a lot of people like to have their camera on so that it feels like you're in the room with people. You will be in a Zoom room that has a big board of all the people that are in your room. And so it's not like what we do when we do coaching calls, where you only see me and who I bring up. You're going to see me, and then across the top, you're going to see people in your room who are with you. So it makes you feel like you get, that you're there with other people. All right. We also send you stickers that you can use in your planner or in your notebook. You get a tattoo. I don't know why anybody wants my face on them, but some of y'all, keep saying you love the face tattoo. Well, you get another one. And then this is just your no BS woman temporary tattoo. And we have big ass fridge magnets coming your way. Not on my plan, not in my mouth, not on my ass. Stop. Are you hungry? You need to think about it. So these are your fridge magnets that are coming for your way. You're also getting coasters. Nice coasters. I was like, oh, wow, these are actually nice. They're ceramic. You ain't a car. You don't need to top off the tank. So there's your classy lady coaster to lay in the places that you are normally eating. We also are sending you the No BS placemat. We had sent this out as a digital prize and everybody loved it. So we had placemats made for you. It has the doable hunger method on it. Avoid grab assing. Clip a discovery worksheet to the food that you may want to grab ass later. Make a BLT plate. Sit down while you're eating and savor every bite. This has everything that you need as visual reminders to help you as you eat, to have different things to help you with, is this a good, better, best? Is this, what hunger method am I using? All the things. Then we're sending you two next best decision chip clips. We're also sending you an Am I Hungry chip clip. And on the other side, it said, plan and enjoy, not grab and regret. So you get two of those. And this may be one of the most fun things in here. The old shitty stress ball. I swear to God, it says old shitty on the back. We're just like, are there poop emoji stress balls? So that when you know you're worrying or having old shitty thoughts, you can just squeeze it and it will remind you, this is just old shitty knocking on my door. Look how cute he is. See, we don't even have to hate the thoughts. We can just be like, aw, it's just old shitty. He's just here trying to love me, trying to, like, he's just scared. So let me just squeeze him and love him for a moment. I know this, I think literally this is the best thing. I was just like, and I had this, this was my idea, y'all. A lot of these were my idea. This one is hilarious. I hope you guys, I'm going to put it right up to my face. All right, y'all see this? Now listen.
You don't talk like bullshit, you don't eat bullshit, and you don't think bullshit. You're a no BS woman.
Now, every time you feel self-doubt, when you have your old shitty thoughts, you all keep saying, if I could just hear you in my ear, Corinne, life would be so much better. Well, we'll just see. Now you've got the easy button. Anytime you need me to kick you in the ass, tell you what to do, get your mind straight, you can just slap on this thing and you can even change the batteries so she'll never die. And then this is, I came up with this idea too that I thought was really good. The coasters and stuff, a lot of that was the coach's ideas. We finally have a BLT plate, the Bites, Licks, and Taste plate. It says, you ain't hungry. This is the plate that you put in the kitchen when you're cooking. So for all of you doing all that holiday cooking and asking me like, oh my God, I need to taste everything. Put that shit on this plate. This is your official plate that I want in your kitchen. And then when you're grab-assing and stuff, you put it here. And then before you eat dinner, you get your plate. And you're like, all right, do I really want this? Is this worth growing my ass over? Is this worth weighing day being a day where I'm like, fuck me, I can't lose weight? This right here is a game changer. And then last but not least, you definitely need your paddle with my face on it. And then the heart. We use these inside of the Zoom room so that you can like if I say something wisdom, people will hang this up so that we don't have like tons and tons of chat going on. There's a couple of other surprises that are coming that I'm not going to go over today. They are I think shipping and delivering as of today. So there's a few more things that will be in there. There's more, but you will get those as a surprise so that there's still a little element of surprise for all of you. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to let you know that the first boxes do ship next week. So that you can use this stuff through the holidays. Seriously, so you can use this stuff during the holidays. Also, with everybody ordering Christmas presents and all that kind of stuff this year, holiday gifts, they already were saying that shipping would be slow. So we decided we would order, we ordered all this stuff in October so that we could ship in November because I want you guys to have your boxes before the event. If you are an international member, your boxes are going out this week. We will continue to ship, guys. This is not the only time we're going to ship boxes, but the longer you wait to register for camp, the more you increase the likelihood that your box could get delayed in COVID shipping. So don't do that to yourself. That's the main reason why I want you guys signing up early is so that you can get your shit. We talked to UPS, we talked to FedEx, we talked to all kinds of people. And they basically just said, usually we can guarantee things, and this year they're not going to be guaranteeing things can get to where they need to go because they don't know. They just said that it's going to be unprecedented amount of packages being mailed compared to in the past. Not only are people ordering stuff online because they're not going to be shopping in person as much, but people are going to be shipping presents a lot. So there's just a lot of increased shipping that they can't even necessarily project accurately. So they're not going to promise us anything. So make sure you get signed up so that you're in the first shipments. And then let's see what questions you guys have. Let me pull up my question board. Ooh, wrong screen. Is there a way to have your accountability group all in the same room? Yes, Colleen. So what we do is when you sign up, we always tell everybody, you're going to go to the Zoom room that your last name starts with. Now, I don't know if it's last name or first name, it's one of your names. But if you have an accountability group, we always just say, pick one person and their name and all of you go to that room. The Zoom rooms can hold up to 1,000 people per room. We keep it, we like the rooms to be around 300. We have found that 300 is just like a very doable amount. Like we could even do more and it would be very doable, but we would rather have more rooms with more coaches than to have fewer rooms, fewer coaches, and bigger numbers. So let's just say that 50 accountability groups all ended up picking one room, it wouldn't be a problem. So y'all just will always just do it that way. So you can go with your friends and you can all do it together in the same Zoom room if you want to. Let's see. The planner is not in this box. So you will be making 60-day goals and you will have at the end, I have you build out what you're going to do and stuff. So you'll have a blueprint at the end, but you'll use that as your planner. So you'll take that and be like, okay, so that's what I got to get done. And that's what I got to track. And that's what I got to plan each and every day. So the planner is not in there. This is a camp workbook with a blueprint already included in it, plus a journal to be able to write in that says no BS on it. Let's see. Somebody said the price of camp is just worth this box. I try to over deliver. Seriously, guys, we actually spent more money on this box than we have in the past because for this particular camp, what we're teaching, environmental cues is everything. We're teaching you how to start living and thinking in the mindset of the person who's lost her weight. The person who lost her weight, is not thinking about eating because she's having a bad day anymore. She has a bad day, sometimes has an urge, but it's a no. I just don't do that anymore. And so I want to give you triggers to remember who you are working towards being. Is there tracking or any confirmation when the box is shipped? Lisa, yes. With this particular one, there is tracking. Last time we didn't have it. This time we will. Our new fulfillment, we went with another fulfillment center because the other one, let me just tell you, sucked balls. I mean, it was terrible. And so we fixed that by firing them. And we went on to another fulfillment center and they do tracking. So their system is all set up for that stuff. Will we know what coach is in the rooms? I believe so. I can't remember. Let me see. I don't naturally have the membership site up. Hang on one sec. I'll tell you from the last camp. Oh, we took those links down. I don't even think we have those links up. I don't know if we put the coach name on there. Does anybody remember? Does anybody on my team remember what we did last time? I don't remember. Are there scheduled breaks throughout camp, you know, for potty and stuff? Yes. So what we do is we do like a session. We watch a pre-recorded video of me teaching a concept that I'm writing scripts now and I'll be recording in a couple of weeks. And those are about 10 minutes. And then I come back on live and then I explain a worksheet and then you guys do a worksheet. Then we come back and then we coach. And we answer questions and we do all the, like, I do all the preaching and yelling and crying and all the stuff that I normally do. And then we usually take a 10-minute break and then we do it again. And so usually we have one morning break because we start at 9 and we go to 12 on Saturday and Sunday. And then on Saturday, we have two afternoon breaks. On Friday, we start at 12 and we go to 5. This is all central time. We have two breaks. And then on Sunday, we have the one morning break and then we have one afternoon break before we leave. So the times are 12 to 5 on Friday, January 1st, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and then 9 to 3 on Sunday. And then we have two bonus sessions that we do in the evenings. On Friday night, I interview success stories on stage. So if you want to sit back and have your dinner and listen to some of the No BS women who have had success, you get to do that. We usually go from about 5:30 to 7:30. And then on Saturday night, we're going to do Q&A with me and Chris. So Chris will join me on stage. We'll do that from about 5:15 to 6:15, and then you guys will be out. All right, let's see. Yes, you know the coach the morning of the first session who is in the room. Okay, what we can do is we'll just put for each one of the rooms, we'll list who the coach is for each room or who the moderator is for each room. I'm new since September. I don't have an accountability group yet. Will I be able to find possible accountability partners in my Zoom room? Lots of accountability partners form at our camps. So that's for sure. When you decide to sign up for camp, you're going to be put into the January virtual camp Facebook group. You could also reach out for accountability partners there. But if you want one now, you can get one. You just got to go to pnptribe.com and you go to Mary Jo, put the link inside the comments. But if you go over to pnptribe.com, go to community and you can request an accountability partner now. We do that service all the time. That's like one of the benefits of being inside the membership is that we place you with other No BS women if you want one. So you don't have to wait on that. Can we sign up for camp but then not attend live and watch later if we cannot attend live? Yes, Sherry. So we will give you guys everything that you need. We'll give you replays. They take about a week or two to turn around. Last time, I think that we had them turned around in about a week or 10 days. They used to take 3 weeks, but the way that we do it now, we've paid someone to come and live edit as we go so that we can turn the replays around faster. So we will have those to you. And so then you'll always have your replays as long as you're a member. And then we also have replay parties that we schedule. So if you guys go over to pnptribe.com and you go to the events tab and click on camp, the schedule for all the replay parties is there. So you can attend a replay party where a coach will be in the room. You will see the chat and be able to talk to people. And everybody who wants to watch that session again will be there with you. So we also do that. Do we need to buy a canvas for the vision board? You'll need your canvas for the vision board. We'll be sending you everything you need, like a list of like have these materials. Like you'll need a glue stick. You'll need like a board, that kind of thing. But we're going to be sending you a big ass, I call it the ultimate No BS Woman digital vision board pack. So we're going to send you a big digital pack of quotes and specially designed things, all that kind of stuff, so that you can cut those out and you can glue them onto your vision board. So we're going to give you a lot of that stuff, but we will be sending you, all of you, an email on how to best prepare for the class so that you'll know what materials you need to bring. And then we will email you materials for you. Half of our community group, half of our accountability group has decided to leave the group. Should we ask for more to join it? Sure, Jan. That's a great idea. And if I'm the only one from my group attending camp, will I be placed in a small group once it starts? You'll be placed into a Zoom room, Jan. So like you'll be in one of the big Zoom rooms where there's like 300 of your other people there. You will not be alone. No one will be alone. I promise you. No one will be alone. Let's see. Will the coaches have a room? The new coaches have a room. Yes, Dawn. So Kim and Yesenia and Julie will all be there. I think every coach has a room. And then we also are bringing in Vern, who is our one of our moderators. She's one of our community team members. She's coming in. Vern happens to be super technical. Like, she basically teaches everybody else how to make their shortcuts and set up their screens and do everything so that it's easy for them all weekend, because they work really hard back there. They are answering questions at lightning speed. And so she basically teaches us how to keep our shit together. So Vern will be there also. And let's see. Is DJ Jerry going to be here again for camp? Yes, DJ Jerry is going to be at camp. The only way DJ Jerry will not be at camp is his wife is pregnant with twins. If for some reason she went into, you know, some kind of labor, that would be about the only thing that would keep him from being at our camp. So, but he is scheduled and booked and on deck for us. The cost is $249 and the deadline for the vision board bonus and to get your swag mailed next week is November 15th. I cannot remember the last day to register. I want to say to get swag, I believe the last and final day to register is going to be December 15th. December 15th will be the final day. If you don't register before December 15th, if you register after December 15th, we can't guarantee swag at that point for sure. I'm not clear on whether all camp attendees will have the same experience or not, or maybe not, since we'll be in different Zoom rooms with different coaches. It's the same experience because you're all watching me. You're getting the same experience. You're just have like in those rooms. The coaches answer the questions that are getting asked in that room. It's not like the coach is like, all right, I'm teaching on the side something unique and special to me. You're all watching me. You're all watching the show. You're doing the same worksheets. You're going through the same workbook. You're all doing the same things. It's just each room is going to have like questions. And rather than having 2,400 of you in one big ass room, everybody asking questions and it running so fast you can't read it, we break you up into the small rooms for your own good so that the chats are smaller, they move slower, the discussion is richer for each room. So there's a slight difference in experience, but it's not like this room's learning this and this room's not. Everybody's watching. It would be like all of us being at an Oprah show. And then we all went to lunch and we came back. Everybody's lunch experience would be different if you went with different people from the Oprah show to talk about what you just learned. That's about as similar as I can describe it. We had an event one time where we had 1,800 people in a chat, and it's insane. Like, it just is, like, I just don't want to do that to you guys. Let's see. I'm unable to see video replays. Just found out. I also am unauthorized to sign up for camp. All right. All you got to do, Brenda, is you just need to email support. This is just one of those lockout issues for my team. This is probably the lockout issue. That process that Sam does every day just needs to run. Brenda, just make sure you email us at support@pnptribe.com. We're actually in the middle, guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but we are replacing all of the plumbing for everything, where we're going to be able to do a lot more things for you guys inside the membership site. This is like our first stage of really enhancing a lot of stuff for 2021. So some of you are experiencing this issue where sometimes you get locked out of the website. Everything that we're getting ready to do replaces all that stuff and fixes a lot of that junk. So I think that's what that issue is about. There are breaks. We do a lunch every day, guys. So you're going to get 10-minute breaks in the morning. We start at 12 o'clock on Friday. So you have the first half of the day to do your walks and all your exercise. We don't start it till 9 o'clock. Now I won't hear nobody complaining like, well, it's like 7 a.m. my time. Do you know when this hussy has to start getting ready for camp? Let's just say it's a megawatt early. And I exercise every day at camp. You know when my ass is up? 4 a.m. I'm sitting there doing my journaling, drinking my water, doing my coffee. I still Marco Polo, my best friend, every morning. I do my normal routine. I just back my shit up so I can get it done. So if you want to exercise, you want to do all that stuff, you get to. And guys, you can always turn your chat off also. If you don't want to see the chat, for all of my introverts who are like, I get distracted or I don't like seeing all that, first, you'll go to the quiet room, where in the quiet room, everybody's there because they don't want to see a lot of chat. And if you don't even want to see a coach answer a question, because the only time the chat's running in there is if somebody actually has a question that they need answering, you can always take a sticky note. And then you can just minimize the chat and you can put a sticky note on your screen. And then even the little bubble that lets you know when there's a chat thing, because you can't turn that part off, you can hide it. We have everything figured out. Let me just tell you. That's true. On the West Coast, camp ends earlier. Let's see. Would one of your tech people be able to help us if we are in the same group page with our accountability friends? Could they instruct us how we can see you on the screen, ourselves, and our friends at the same time? That can't be done. I don't even know how to do that. I don't think that that's a possibility. What you can do is if you're in the accountability group, you can scroll until you find your person. You can have at least one of them on your screen, but there's no way to like select who you get to see on your screen. That's just not a Zoom feature. That's out of our control. That's, you know, we have to work within, like, we just maximize everything Zoom allows us to do. But what you can do is you can put me on, if you have Apple TV, you can AirPlay the show on a big screen television. Once you join in the Facebook group, people know how to get me on TVs and do all kinds of crazy things with me. They will all teach you over there. But then you're just going to be in the same room with your accountability group. And then you guys can talk in the chat. One thing that some of the other groups did is during lunch, they fired up their own Zoom rooms. Like somebody just got a free account and then they all ate lunch together and talked about what they learned. So they did that on Saturday and Sunday. What are some of the other things they were doing? There was a lot of really good ideas. A lot of the groups, I think they formed a Facebook group. And so if they wanted to talk to each other only, they were just posting in their Facebook group. There's all kinds of ways to get it done, though. Set up a side chat on Messenger for private chat. Yeah, you could do that, too. Let's see. Are there any other questions? It doesn't look like it. Wonder how many people you can pin to the top. I'm not sure. I think only one, to be honest. I think from what I remember, you can only do one. All right, guys. Anything else? If there's anything else that you guys want me to talk about, let me know now. Otherwise, we're going to get out of here. I've already been going 40 minutes. It doesn't look like anything else is coming through. All right. So get signed up. I would love to have you. I promise you, I'm going to be bringing the heat like I always do. I literally love the events. I love them. I love them. I love them. They're my favorite thing. So pnptribe.com, go to the events page and make sure that you read all about it. Look and see what we're doing. All the information is there. We'd be happy to have you. Hey, they want to know what the new coaches will be doing in general. I talked about that yesterday. If you guys will watch the Q&A from yesterday, I talked in the very beginning about what the new coaches are going to be doing. So I suggest you go to Private Member Podcast. You get that little bad boy out and you listen to my fiery-ass Q&A. Oh, no, it's the Q&A from Wednesday. Listen to that. I talk about the new coaches there. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.